What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up?
What's up? Yo, you didn't get my invite?
I did, but then I clicked on it and it I don't know how to accept it. I don't know why it didn't let me. Like, I was looking for it, but it appeared like as, you know. I don't know, it was weird. But how you been, bro? How you been, bro?
I'm good, just chilling.
Goddamn, man.
Computer you, right now.
You about to be 20 what?
Yo, 23. Tell me how, like, I think it was yesterday. I was in the middle of playing, I was playing Uno with my little brother, Andy. And just randomly, I was like, oh, shoot. I turned 23 this week.
Friday or Thursday?
Yo, I don't even know.
Damn, Thursday, bro. That's crazy. 23
and, yeah.
Whoa, 23. Dang, bro, you about old as a mug. Damn, bro. Shoot, you making me feel young, yo. That's a compliment to myself.
You just rub your own back? Like, what?
Nah, I'm drinking Gatorade.
Oh. But yeah, I didn't even remember it was my birthday this week, bro. That's how like much I don't even remember.
Yo, I feel you on that one, because that's basically how I am as well. Right. Like, I'm good. I'm not good at remembering dates, but, like, I remember other people's birthdays before I remember mine.
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, it is what it is. That's how I am. Yeah, what you been up to, bro?
Not much, man. Right now, I'm actually, like, on my laptop just working on some photos. Remember a while back when I was taking that break from social media?
Mm-hmm.
I took like a 2-week break. I didn't post nothing. I didn't really. I was just kind of focusing on like maybe like taking more photos and
right.
Just, you know, focusing more on myself and my mental health and whatever. And like, I actually haven't been posting. I haven't posted something in almost 2 weeks now again, but like, it wasn't even intentional. It was just me really not really caring.
Ding.
Which, I don't know if it's a good thing or not, but I'm working on photos, so. Listeners who like, you know, follow my photography, any of y'all, I've been wondering.
Right, as right, of late. Right.
That's why.
I mean, you know, it's I don't know. I'm kind of iffy about that. Like, I feel like you shouldn't have to post all the time, but yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? There's times where you just kind of disappear.
Which and is actually, all right. I have been working on my photo portfolio too. I know in the last week's episode, I said I was going to have it done a lot sooner than I'm saying now, but. I'm still working on it.
Bruh. Okay. That's dope. That's dope.
It's going to look nice, though, for sure.
How's that going, though? How's that going?
It's going nice. I'm actually pretty... I'll send you, like, the link after this. Remind me, and I'll send you too, so you can take a look at it. But I'm liking how it's coming out so far.
I think
I think it's a good, like... what's the word? Resemblance of, you know, like, my photography and, you know, what I've done. Mm-hmm.
Right, right. Okay. Am I in it?
You are, actually.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm paid, bro.
Shit, what's up?
I did tell you last week, right? Didn't I, that I was going to put some of your photos in there?
Yeah, yeah. Right. I totally forgot about that. But how are you liking it? How are you liking it? Like, you think it's coming along well? You think you still need a long way to go? Or?
No, not a long way. I'm just, you know... Because before I was going into the... Well, you actually want to do the intro real quick?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's do it. Go ahead. Right.
Welcome back, you guys, to yet again another episode of the Bull City Quarantine Bull City Pioneers Podcast. My name is Hector.
My name is Luis.
And this is episode, like, 90?
Shoot, something like that, bro. I've been inside all... Actually, I'm going to be honest with you today, man. I haven't been home that much. But that's because I've been running between Raleigh and Durham and back to Raleigh and then back to Durham, you know, running errands and, you know, doing what I got to do. But honestly, man, this quarantine thing is chilling over. I feel like in the North Carolina, well, I'm going to say the Triangle.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about, you know, any other counties or cities, but it feels like it's like... It's very much, you know, chilling down. Like I'm kind of liking it. You know what I mean? People aren't freaking out as much, and
yeah, I don't know. It's just everything.
Right. That's an important part about it. So, you know, people are going out. People are enjoying themselves. You know, there's still some crazy people. I will say that, but you know, it is what it is. But hey, we living, boy. We living. We doing what we gotta do.
Right.
It's just life. It's just life. Yeah, I'm just looking at cars right now.
Hector's.
Oh nah, flipping a car and you know just looking at cool. I'm kind of like an exotic car enthusiast at a certain extent. Don't get me, I'm not deep into it, but I'm definitely a fan. But yeah, I'm just looking at the 2016 Corvette Z06. It's looking mighty fine, boy.
I have no idea what you said, but
all right. It looks better. It looks better than most of these hoes. Just saying.
Oh.
Shoot. Yeah, man. But, Hector, by the time this video goes up... Oh, wait, no. When is this video going up?
Probably tomorrow morning. Because, you know, today was the day we're supposed to upload. So,
our apologies
to some of our viewers who are listening.
Yes, sir.
Watching the audio.
So, this week, Hector, you turn 23.
Yes, sir.
Dang, bro, how does it feel?
I feel same, bro. Honestly.
Same.
Just like same any other old, birthday, same bro. Old. It's like, I know people are like, what, you ain't celebrating the day that you were born or whatnot? I mean, yeah, right. Like I like it, you know. I appreciate, you know, family and just the time that they put into, you know, celebrating me. And I'm thankful for that, you know, but it just feels like any other day, really. And I just try to, you know, just be grateful for another day.
Do you have any plans?
Nah.
Does your family have any plans for you?
Like, boo.
Boo. Bruh.
I don't know. Nobody has talked to me about it. So I
damn,
don't know.
Boy. You know what that reminds me of?
They're probably staying quiet about it.
Bruh, your family?
Yeah, they're probably staying quiet. They haven't said anything. I'm sure they got something up their sleeve, bro. We don't ever go like a year without, you know, doing something for everybody.
Something, you know what I'm saying? Well, what do they usually do on your birthday?
Well, we usually just have like a family cookout, you know? Invite aunts and uncles and just have food and stuff with friends.
Gotcha. It's pretty dope. Bro, what if they completely forget? I'm just kidding. I mean, I wouldn't care, to be honest.
The forgotten child, bro.
Yo, the forgotten.
It's like, nah, you're an adult. You pay for your own birthdays now. Like, what?
Shit. To be honest, I could hear my parents saying that. Shoot. You too old. After what age do you think, you know, your parents should stop, you know, celebrating it for you? Do you feel like there's an age?
Like I said, I don't really care, but at the same time, I feel like you shouldn't ever forget about somebody. So,
oh, hell yeah, I mean, of course.
You know, I could probably.
Damn, bro, I'm just like, damn, yo. You really about to be 23, bro. Damn, bro. Shoot. Feels what like you about to get. Bro? Man, I've been chilling, bro. Been running errands for my dad's biz. You know, just helping, you know, helping him out since I don't have much to do.
Right.
I
feel like this quarantine is finally getting this, like, some people, bro. Like,
it's finally getting to some people.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'll be honest with you, man. I was honestly kind of enjoying it at one point.
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
But
now, man, it's just like, yo, I can't do it. I gotta get out. I gotta do something, bro. Something.
Something stimulating.
Right. Brain. Today, the worst thing about today was that it was raining. I couldn't even ride my bike or anything. And it's just.
Oh.
Oh, man.
I have been getting into that more, too, actually.
Oh, yeah. I saw your post. Dude, your bike looks so nice. What the hell? Like, I'm like. Dude,
it's honestly not even like a good size for me. It's not, it's like just a little, it's a tiny bit too small. Like, it's not even a full adult bike, but like, it gets the job done. And like, you know, like the little metal part where the chain loops on the back wheel?
Right,
it, like,
right.
It like moves if you start going too fast, so it starts clinking. And so I try not to go too fast because I'm afraid it's like going to catch and it's going to like make me flip over on my face or something. So it's like, it's not the best. It's like, I just got to be careful.
So you think that it's going to like pop out of the gear?
Yeah. Or like basically catch onto something else, like pop out and catch onto something.
Nah, you should be fine. Even if it pops off, you know what I mean? It's, you shouldn't have any worries. That's what happens. Well, that's what used to happen before. For Miguel's, my cousin, we like to ride bikes a lot. We that happened to him once because he was changing gears, but he wasn't on a flat surface. And his chain popped off, and all it did was drag. You know what I mean? It's no big issue. I mean, I fixed it for him. You know, no issue. It hasn't happened ever again. Does your bike have gears or no?
Yeah.
It has gears. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yo, we still have to go to that trail, man. Oh, and we.
Does your bike have like a bell? Like cling, cling, cling.
Oh hell no! Like
a little newspaper delivery boy. Cling, cling.
El paletero.
Yo, that's what they use, didn't it?
They do, yeah, they do.
Bikes with and like a little like cart where they store the paleta.
That's literally what they use. Bro, you know how you can teach a cat to know, you know, to know to get used to a sound when it's about to eat? Or when it's you know, like when you open a can, they come over to you because you know they know that you're gonna, you know, they know the sound of you opening the can.
Right.
That means that they're about to get fed. Yeah, that's the same thing that happens to me when I hear that bell. I'll be like, oh, time to go get some ice cream. Shoot.
The paletero's bell.
Paletero, yeah. Dude, one thing that I noticed is ice cream here in the U.S. tastes so much different than the ice cream in Honduras. Like, yo, it tastes so much. I think it's because of the heat. But
yeah,
once you know you eat ice cream in Honduras, there's no going back. Like right. Over talked there,
about
it tastes.
Talked about that last week.
Right. Same thing. You know what I mean? It's just you never go back, and it's just like, dang, bro, this thing tastes so good. And. And this heat just making it better, and I'm sitting on the front porch.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the best thing ever. For me. Most people might defer with me, which is all right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everybody got it, so everybody has their own opinion. But for me, man, that ice cream on a hot Sunday, you know, in el barrio, you know, in the hood, that's what you got to do, man. It's only right. It's only right if you do. Yeah.
Have you been listening to any podcasts?
I'll be honest with you, man. I have not.
Oh, really?
Dude, I've been trying to, like, you know, try to stay active and do this and that. But, dude, I'll be honest. No. This coronavirus quarantine thing has gotten to me, bro. Like, I should be more productive than
get some exercise.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But it's just I'm not as productive as I wish I would be. But I start my internship in about 7 days. So excited about that. Software development, you know, good old stuff. So, hey, let's see how that goes.
Well, I've actually been listening to some. I've been listening to more music and more podcasts and too. Actually, just today, I saw that you listen to Joe Rogan, right?
Yeah, I've listened to him before, yeah.
So, like, he actually signed a licensing deal with Spotify, bro.
Damn.
Yeah, so, like, you know that man, he already makes, you know, a big buck with his podcast already.
Bank with a capital B.
And just being himself and talking about whatever, interviewing people and saying whatever he wants. And, like,
right.
He signed the licensing deal, like, it didn't change nothing. He got the deal was $100 million, bro.
Yeah,
just to keep doing what he's doing, just a different platform.
And that was like a one-time contract thing, or is it like a thing?
I forgot what it was.
Is it like per year?
I think it's per year, yeah.
That is crazy.
But
$100 million.
it's just crazy, bro, when you think about like where your, you know, your aspirations and your the things that you're working for can go, you know, when you put in that.
Right, because like, let's be honest, when did Joe Rogan get famous?
It was a long time ago.
It was a long time. Wait, did he? Wait, where did he start?
He's been doing a podcast for years.
For years.
Yeah.
But when did it get like, you know, like up there, you know what I mean?
That I don't know. I can't tell you that. Because I haven't been listening to him for that long. I've only been listening to him for like a year and a half, maybe
two. Year and a half.
But he's been doing it for years. He was doing it before it was even popping, bro.
There you go, man.
You know, the fact that he did that and now he has a licensing deal with Spotify, you know, the biggest streaming platform in the world, is just crazy.
Which is crazy.
And it's a big motivator, you know, because, you know, where we are right now, it's like,
you know, you never know what's...
We're doing what we can with what we have right now. And, you know, even though our, you know, opportunities may be limited due to what is going on around the world right now, we're still, you know, trying our best to
still doing
keep that dream alive.
Right. Even though the views are slowing down, bro, we're going to keep going. You know, it's just a thing of strategizing, you know what I mean? What can we do right now to, you know, keep our audience and instead of, you know, having the numbers diminish like it's doing right now, how to increase it?
Yeah.
It's all strategy. It's all marketing. And it's all, you know, quality of the content. But
yeah, that's a big part of it.
That's a big part of it, yeah.
But it's a big inspiration to me, bro. Just because when I saw that, I was like, whoa. Just because, you know, he already has enough money as it is, but the fact that
he's
it's just, it's awesome.
You know, sure, it's humbling, motivating. Dude. It's motivating and humbling as well.
Before we got on the call, I was listening to a podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bruh. It's awesome, dude.
He was interviewing Elon Musk.
Elon Musk, what the
fuck? For the second time.
Was it live or was it?
Not live, sorry.
Was there like a visual? Were they together or was it like via phone? Like me?
No, he has his own studio, bro. Like he has people.
God. Damn. You know where his studio is at?
No.
Probably LA or something.
But the first time he interviewed Elon Musk, for those, you know, who don't listen or know who he is, he got Elon Musk to, like, smoke a joint, like, on on video. What the fuck? Which is very funny.
Yo.
But,
how do you, you gotta have balls to encourage, like, one of the richest men on earth to freaking smoking with you.
They were talking just about saying. His new kid, too. Have you seen that? Like, the fact that he, like, the name that he gave his kid.
Wasn't it?
Like, letters and
right,
numbers.
It's ridiculous. Right. Like
how do you pronounce that? I mean, I'm not judging. You know,
let me look it up. Like. I mean, I'm not going to tell him how to name his kid, but I'm also going to tell him, bro, that kid is going to get bullied, boy. Let me see.
That kid's going to get bullied.
Kid name. Let's see. Elon Musk.
He stutters like crazy, bro.
Elon?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I never knew that about
him. He's probably just not, you know, used to being a public speaker or something. I don't know, but
I feel better about myself now. Definitely. All right. Let's see if I can even. Okay. I know I'm not gonna say this correctly, but it's XAEA-12 Musk. What the fuck?
I mean, like I said, I ain't going to say nothing.
I'm not going to say nothing either. Yo, we talking about, you know, a guy who started from nothing, so.
Yeah, like, we can't talk anything about this guy.
Right. Nah, he
I kind of regret saying he was stuttering, too, so.
Right. I mean, you know, if he was stuttering, you know, that's you know, that's a fact. But, damn, like, that name, though. I wonder what was the inspiration behind it. That's my question, like.
I think he said why his wife actually came up with it, and then he added the numbers at the end.
Oh, hell no.
He added the numbers at the end or something. But, yeah.
All right.
That's what it is.
Let me see. I'm trying to read and see why he... I'm trying to find. Oh, okay. It says an article off CNN says memes can only use 26 alphabetical characters of the English language, according to the state of the Constitution. Not only does this spell trouble for XAE812 Musk, it also bans on diacritical marks such as accents in names like Jose with a little accent on the E. I'm trying to find out.
Wait, what are you looking for exactly?
Oh, I'm trying to look up why he named his I'm trying to see where he got his inspiration from. And I kind of found it. The Canadian musician, real name Claire Elise.
Oh, it was a fighter jet or something like that.
Explained
of a jet.
X stands for the unknown variable. Meanwhile, AE is the 11th spelling of AI, which is shorthand for an artificial intelligence and translates to love in several languages, such as Japanese. Well, definitely not the English.
He said the inspiration for it in the podcast.
Right. And then A12 equals precursor to SR-17, our favorite aircraft.
Yeah.
No weapons, no defenses, just speed. Great in battle, but non-violent. Okay, cool. All right.
He's a guy who loves his plane, so I mean.
Okay, I mean, all right. I feel a lot of thought went into it. But my thing is like in school, if he ends up going to school, not public school, but like a school that has class with students and, you know, classes with a bunch of students in them, or, you know, X number of students and. How is the teacher going to?
She's going to have to like practice with that name a lot.
It's going to be a hard name to remember. But I feel
it'd probably be easier because it's so unique to remember. I don't know
that too, but I bet you the kid he may or may not love his name. But one thing that I know for sure is that he's going to make up his own name for people to call him to make it easier for him. I can tell you that much for sure.
X for sure or something. I don't know.
Oh, yo, that'd be dope, though. Call me X. Oh, hell yeah. Heck yeah, dude. I like that.
I think Luis wants to change his name to X now.
Shoot, yeah, call me L. Cause I take them L's like a gangster.
Yo. Hey, you did that yourself, man.
It's true, bro. I take them L's, but that's all right, man. It's all right.
Shoot, well, multiple. What time are we running on, bro?
We running on 23.
I can't see the timer on my end anymore.
I got you. We're running on 23 minutes.
All
right. You want to start wrapping it up?
Sure.
Huh?
You can finish your thought if you want. Oh,
no, I was going to say multiple L's create multiple W's. That's where I'm going to leave it at.
No, that's your quote?
Multiple L's leave multiple W's. Hold on.
Explain that right quick.
All right, so two L's.
Uh-huh.
Put them together, what you get, a W. Right, so if you have 24 L's, you get 12 W's. You see what I'm talking about?
Oh shoot!
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Dang, bro, you had me up here like with my hands and like making L. I'm like,
You know what I mean?
This man's logic is on point.
Shoot, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, yeah. I got 100 L's. 100 failures, 100 losses. Shoot, that's cool because I just got 50 W's, 50 wins.
Yo, that's gonna be one part of the title. Two L's make a W.
Two L's make a W. Okay, I'm down. I'm down. All right, but to start wrapping up the podcast, the quote I'm gonna leave you guys with is, a bunch of L's leave you with a lot of W's. That's just a fact. That's a fact. What you want to leave?
I got a question.
Go ahead.
If, for those of you who, you know, who don't have kids yet, you know, or plan to have another kid, you know, what would the name, what would you pick as a name for your child, as for your first child? I just want to know. I'm just curious.
I know which one would, what you would name them for sure.
It better not be what I think it is. What?
So I'll tell you the abbreviation.
Okay.
LJ.
I knew it.
Logic Junior.
To figure that out. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Kind of said it. But that's fine. Figure it out. But all right, you guys. Yeah. Thank you once again for tuning in to the Bull City Pioneers podcast. Remember to like, share, subscribe, comment, share it with your grandma, your ex, your girlfriend, your mistress, your mother, your father, your little sister, your half brother,
all them hoes,
everyone, I mean, all them hoes,
yeah,
I mean, all your hoes, yeah, just you know what I'm saying, share it with them, tell them to comment, tell them to share, tell them to like it, tell them to do what they gotta do, you know what I'm saying,
to our content,
heck yeah. But I said, thank you guys for once again tuning in to the Bull City Pioneers podcast. To all my three people that be watching it on YouTube constantly, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. For the rest of y'all that be watching on other platforms, I think it's about 3 or 4, I think.
Thank you guys too.
Thank you as well. Shoot, we love it when we guys get to talk to you. Even if it's just 3 people, even if it's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 100, 500, 1,000, we love it. You know what I'm saying? I love that we have a small group, but I hope that in the future, that six person group that constantly watches this podcast or listens to this podcast is going to multiply into thousands and maybe, hopefully, God willing,
can only millions. Do that with your help.
Yeah, heck yeah, with your help. So I'll say thank you guys once again for tuning in to the Bull City Pioneers podcast. I'm Luis.
And I'm Hector.
And I'll see you next time.
Adios.
We'll see you next time.